Now, more of That Is Good to Know. Continuing with today's program, here's Jeff Stanislow.
Hello, this is Jeff Stanislow, your host for That Is Good to Know. Welcome back again, Tampa. Thanks for joining me here on AM 1040. We have great weekend content for you every weekend, Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 10. And we are not going to disappoint this weekend at all. We are going to focus on you, the individual, the person, some of the challenges that you're having. We have with us Jane Baker, who is owner of Momentum Lifestyle Consulting. She's a CNHP, which is Certified Nutritional Health Specialist, and Jane's going to talk to us today about helping each of us out, challenging with some of the challenges that we face in life, whether it could be stress, whether it could be exercise, diet. She is a wealth of knowledge, and we're really excited to have her on board here today to help us out. Thanks, and good morning to you, Jane.
Hey, good morning. Thanks so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Wonderful. So let's get down to it. You know, today's world is stressing a lot of people out. It's probably stressed a lot of people out for a long time, but you know, maybe that kind of goes in ebbs and flows as markets and things like that change and different pressures. And, you know, maybe here in Tampa and Florida, it's like just because all the new people moved in or the snowbirds are here or actually they're getting ready to pack up. But anyways, tell us a little bit about your number one or your top maybe two or three stress relievers, you know, and then we'll dive a little bit into, you know, kind of what you do and your background and how you got involved in it. But right off the gate, let's tell our audience, hey, I am under stress. Here's three things that you can do.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, to your point, I mean, it's a stressful world that we live in. It's a busy world. And I think with our phones and the media, we're always connected to everything. So one thing I do every single morning is I love to be up with the sunrise. And I read a book years ago about meditating in the morning light next to running water and how that calms the mind, body, and spirit. So I do that every single morning for 45 minutes, and that sets the tone for my day.
For 45 minutes. So you get to carve out 45 minutes of your day to meditate and rise with the sun and do a little reading and what have you. How about like just getting to the level of like, okay, well, let's get started. You know, any recommendations for that? I mean, I hear people say, you got to put it in your calendar if you want it to make it happen, or you got to write it down if you want to make it happen. You know, maybe if someone looks to prepare on this meditation, is there some subject matter that, you know, is always good to meditate to, things that you're thinking, maybe inspirational ideas?
Yeah, you know, I think the most important thing for people is, you know, we're all different, to find what works for each of us, because some people, meditation might look more like taking a walk in nature with music on, and some people can sit and quiet their mind. So it's really whatever works for somebody. If they are interested in starting with meditations, I definitely would recommend finding HemiSyncs. It's a program that you listen to with headphones, and it balances the left and right hemispheres of the brain. That's a great way to help kind of get the brain waves in balance, and helps with blood pressure coming down, and just a great stress reliever as well. And a good way to start quieting your mind if meditation is something that you want to get into.
I agree completely with you, Jane. I mean, you know, understanding, you know, taking some time for yourself is so important nowadays. I think we're conditioned to be so on demand. Our lives are like on demand. You know, so many people, the first thing they do, they wake up in the morning is they grab their phone or iPad.
Right.
And they start checking email, right? Or social media. That immediately triggers them to just get back into that day, and they're no longer thinking about themselves. So, you know, I was one thing I'm trying to work on is like, okay, I'm going to get up and I'm going to take my dogs for a walk. I'm just going to leave my phone at the nightstand and just go do it.
Brilliant.
Just go do it. Because if not, you know, I got the phone and then all of a sudden like, oh, maybe I think I'm doing something good, you know, deleting some emails or, you know, some, you know, spam or things like that. Oh, I'm going to get the day off. But what it does is just psychologically triggers me to start working. And
absolutely.
You know, I'm not ready for that until like 3 or 4 in the afternoon.
Well, that's why I think it is so important to say to yourself, and to really, it comes down to self-love. Do I put myself in high enough regard that I'm going to take this time, whether it's 20 minutes, 45 minutes, whatever it is, even if it's 10 minutes, three different times during the day? It's so important to do that for ourselves, because if we fall apart, everything around us falls apart.
Yeah, I often, talk to family members and, other people I work with and people I interview. It's like, our world is such the on-demand and responsive universe. I think sometimes, like, if someone sends you an email or a text message, it's like you feel accomplished by getting back to them quickly. like, if it's in work or something like that and what have you, especially in work so much more, where I used to just, like, take pride in that I got back to a client or, a response with the, to their question. And all that did is set the precedent that I'm available for them anytime they want. And
exactly.
And now I just, like, I don't respond. I kind of have, I'm trying to block off windows for response times. You know what I mean? Maybe two windows for response time, say a half an hour to an hour. And even if it's something a little bit more complicated, at least I just acknowledge that I received their email. That's it.
And I think that's a balanced approach, because to your point about setting that, that bar, we teach people how to treat us. So I think it's important that we, again, have that time for ourselves and put ourselves before we put other people and other things.
Well, I am glad that I'm getting some affirmations on some of the things that I'm trying to do, Jane. So we're talking with Jane Baker. She's the owner of Momentum Lifestyle Consulting. You can visit her website at www.momentumlifestyleconsulting.com. We'll also put it up on our page at That Is Good to Know. And of course, thatisgoodtoknow.com. Jane, so we stole the show a little bit here together before we got started, but let's talk about you. What's your background? And you're a CNHP. You can tell everybody what that means and how long you've been doing it and the types of things that you do to help people.
Yes, a certified natural health practitioner is what I am. And, it started from me living a life of stomach pain. When I was young, I missed a lot of family events and dinners and meals due to the fact that I had upset stomach and developed heavier weight into my teen years, which made the teen years even harder. And then I ended up being a little over 200 pounds. So when I was given some medications that were supposed to help my stomach, they really just band-aided the problem and gave me a host of other opportunities for change in the body, as I like to call it. And then I got turned on to natural health and wellness in 2006 and just kind of never looked back from there.
And how much education and training, to get that credentials of the that you do, and how long have you been practicing for?
So I got credentialed in 2011 after a series, took a few years of some different classes and courses, and I have education that I have to keep up every year. And then I initially lost, I've maintained an 80-pound weight loss for just about 20 years now. And
wow.
I did that naturally.
Congratulations.
With the use of, thank you. The whole mindset was getting my gut balance correctly, my gut brain balance into alignment, using enzymes, and really just taking a food as medicine approach. I didn't want to do these fad quick fix things. I really wanted to do scientifically what I knew would work, which was getting my pH balance right, getting my gut into good, healthy working order, and becoming metabolically healthy.
I think, let's take a look at it. I mean, our society today is you got a problem. Here's a prescription. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's because we don't want to do the work that's necessary. Look at you. You recognize that you had a challenge. And instead of, just going down the path of going to a doctor, getting a drug, trying it out, it's like you learned. You learned about your health. You learned about your body. You turned that into a career and a business. But I think a lot of times people don't spend the time to understand what could be going on and then researching it, what they could do naturally or holistically to kind of help. Myself, I'm guilty of, I actually had a sleeve done, a gastro bypass surgery sleeve. And this is about 10 years ago. I was, you know, overweight and enough so where I was eligible for this leave. And, but I did try. I tried a lot of different diets. I tried, you know, just about everything. And so finally I just decided, okay, you know, here's a permanent fix and I'm going to go for it. And it was a good decision. But now what I really try to focus on is, you know, things that I can put in my diet if I start trending, you know, if I'm, my blood pressure is a little high recently, right? So I just Google good foods for higher blood pressure, right? Well, boom, there's a list, you know, start entering that into my diet and it's worked. So, I know this is probably part of the things that you do, but tell us like maybe a client win or someone that you worked with. I mean, you had, you know, tremendous success with yourself and it led to your whole business. We're talking with Jennifer Baker, the owner of Momentum Lifestyle Consulting. You can visit her website at MomentumLifestyleConsulting.com. But tell us a little bit of maybe about one of your clients, or you got a couple big stories to share with us.
Yeah, well, and, you know, to your point about being a quick fix, you know, society, I just think that a lot of people, it's people and it's the way that we've been trained to be. So a lot of what I focus on, I tell people right off the bat, this is going to be a 6 to 8 week process because you didn't get this way overnight. So we're not going to undo this overnight. So we really focus on, like I said, pH balance, getting the gut health right. And I did have a gentleman years ago who was going to Moffitt Cancer Center, actually, in the very pre-stages of pancreatic cancer. And through helping him correct his pH balance, his gut, did a lot of other things naturally in the body, helped him do a lot of different cleansing. And he went back to the doctor 6 months later and his tumor markers were at undetectable levels. So that was pretty exciting.
You know, that is really the power of what you can do. I mean, you know, you've seen TED Talks and people about like, you know, how much stuff they're putting into our foods and how things have changed over time and, you know, to make our foods taste better, look prettier, you know, easier to make. You know, it's just absolutely insane what goes into these products that we put into our bodies. And, you know, I think a lot of it has just to do with like time, convenience. I know myself, you know, being busy, it's like I find myself, well, you know, I could spend 15 minutes, you know, preparing a nice lunch, or I could just, you know, grab this bar, you know, this, you know, or grab, you know, these carbs that are just sitting there in 2 minutes and run back upstairs and, or, you know, or wherever I'm going and get to work. So it is about making, you know, a decision. Even though those types of foods can still be readily available and quick, maybe since mentally sometimes they don't sound as good, you know what I mean? You know, versus that bag of chips, which is right there for you. We're talking with Jane Baker, right. The owner of Momentum Lifestyle Consulting, and she's given us some great information about changing your life and what have you. And you have this this program called a small box with a big purpose called the Balance Box. Can you tell us a little bit about what the Balance Box is and kind of how it works and what you do with it?
Yeah. So, well, the Balance Box was created because I wanted people to have kind of a one-stop shop for their wellness. So it's a bottle of our own digestive enzyme formula, ENSzyme. So this is our own blend that we put together in a bottle. And it comes with that in a pH test kit so people can check their pH and they get education about why that's important. It gives them an inclusion to our online support group, and then they are automatically donating to our group called the Influencers of Kindness. And so what that is it's something we created that donates to the homeless and to first responders. And that's of personal importance to me. And I just truly believe that when people are connected for a good cause like that, it helps promote self-love as well. So that is what the Balance Box does.
And you know, this program and this Balance Box and what have you, this, I say here, it's like, you know, you're estimating a 6 weeks, time frame or so for a transformative lifestyle. What is the people that succeed in your program and the people that don't? What are some of the main reasons why, you know, the people that succeed go through it, follow it, do it? And then maybe why are some of the people that maybe start, but then they fall off?
You know, the biggest answer to that question is knowing somebody's why. And that's the first thing before I even agree to work with somebody is I sit them down and I spend about an hour talking with them. And I want to understand what their goals are, why they are what they are, because that's what's going to keep them on track when the going gets tough. It's going to be that one thing that they've identified as their why. And so I feel like for the people who have gone through the program, gotten results, and then do not sustain them, that's where I see that failure. And it's, I think, not having a clear mission in mind of why they did this to begin with. And I really think it comes down to self-love. Ultimately, if we love ourselves, we don't allow ourselves to fall out of balance. We don't allow this society that we live in that is so busy to take away our precious health.
Yeah, I mean, the why is the most powerful thing that we have. And if you can untap that at why and keep it directed and keep it focused, I think anybody who puts their mind to it can do just about anything, you know, whether it's a midlife career change in a totally different industry, you know, whether it's, you know, getting their body and health and mind in the right place. The why is the biggest driver for sure. Tell me a little bit about the business now. Are you actively taking on customers? Do you just do one-on-ones with customers, or do you do any corporate stuff? I'd like to, you know, have our listeners, and then, you know, how would one contact you? We mentioned your website a couple of times, but if they wanted to reach you directly. So tell us a little bit about the business.
Yeah. So as I said, I started the business back in 2011, and I started out just working with individuals one-on-one and built it up through word of mouth and referrals, being, you know, here in the Tampa area since 1998. And then I started with actually my first large corporation was Jabil over in St. Pete. And I did a large case study there with 90 of their employees. And then I expanded into first responder agencies as well. And really, everything is just, as I said, it's specializing in getting the gut and brain balanced for overall health. And, you know, again, just for people who aren't familiar with what the gut-brain balance is, it's the communication pathway between your central nervous system, which is your brain and your spinal cord, and your enteric nervous system, which is a complex network of neurons that's within the walls of our GI tract. So when that's out of balance, we have a lot of different problems. And so that's really what we focus on doing with people.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about the program, the 90-day trial. I mean, you come in weekly, or, you know, to do a presentation and talk to people? Did they just like have volunteers sign up and then you put them through their individual program? I'm sure there's probably a lot of companies. I mean, especially as companies look for different ways to, you know, engage their employees and keep them healthy, because let's face it, the cost of healthcare now is very expensive.
Absolutely. And that was the purpose of this. And what we did with the 90 employees at Jabil was they had been part of the Biggest Loser competition already. And they got knocked out kind of early on. And one of the executives had said, you know, well, what about them? We want to do something for them. So I came in, and over 90 days, we started out with a 21-day sugar cleanse in the beginning, which is going to eradicate all the candida in the body, help reset the pancreas, and give the thyroid gland a chance to rest. Dramatic weight loss is seen during that period. We had a decrease in visceral fat, which is the dangerous fat that sits around our organs. And then we had an improvement in everybody's overall energy and feelings of happiness. So it was a really great experiment over 90 days. And a lot of them have maintained that I have stayed in touch with over the years. So that's pretty exciting as well.
Yeah, that is. That's fantastic. We got a couple of minutes left. We're talking with Jane Baker, owner of Momentum Lifestyle Consulting. You can visit her website at MomentumLifestyleConsulting.com. This is Jeff Stanislow, your host of That Is Good to Know. Special shout out to our friend and sponsor, Faithful Delivery Services, Dan Austin. If you need something delivered same day, overnight, or anywhere in the Tampa Bay area, think of Faithful Delivery Services. So, Jane, you know, let's talk about some of the other benefits of what you do and the outcomes, not only a healthier person, but probably a reduction in pain.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of people on a standard American diet, especially, they have a lot of inflammation in their body, and only 1 in 8 people are actually metabolically healthy. So a lot of, you know, if we can help people achieve that metabolic health and then start going through the process of undoing the years of the damage from the poor diet, from lack of movement. A lot of people, as you said, they're in pain because they're not moving. If you don't use it, you lose it. So encouraging people to exercise more. We have exercise protocols for whether they're at home or whether they want to go work out in a gym. And then we have, of course, a lot of science-based food programs and educational tools for people to learn how to eat properly. And then we focus a lot with positive thinking. And for that, I go to something that I love and have studied for years is quantum physics. So I take a deep dive on that and scientifically show people the power of commanding their mind with focus and strategy to literally manifest what they want in their life.
So, Jane, quick question on some of the things that you see these ads, like, you know, balance of nature and things of that nature, things of that nature, pun intended. but, you know, any thoughts on any of those types of, you know, opportunities? I would imagine it's, you know, like a balance of nature probably doesn't hurt you, but I know you have to take a lot of pills, but, you know, just getting those fruits and vegetables and things of that nature. Any insight on that?
You know, I feel like, if, again, going back to taking a food as medicine approach, if people can get as much of their nutrients as possible from food without having to take supplements, if they would take the time to, you know, either food prep or even just find a whole food supplement bar, for instance, you know, a lot of these things are just, again, meant to be these fillers that aren't supposed to be something that's a lifestyle. I think when you use it as a tool, it's fine. But when it's something after that and you have to have it, it becomes a crutch. So I hope that answers your question.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just curious. Okay. So as we wrap up, what are your top foods to avoid? Food or drink? Like, you know, if you just had to name a few things, a list of 5 or 10 foods just to cut out, tell us what you'd say. This is the worst.
Oh, the worst are going to be the white sugars, the white breads, the wheat flours, anything glutinous, whether you're gluten sensitive or not, it's still extremely inflammatory to the body. Soda, extremely, extremely damaging to your pH and bad for your body because it's loaded with sugar, terrible for your bones and your teeth. And just anything fried, any hydrogenated oils, any fake colorings like M&M colorings, for instance, you know, the fake colorings, anything artificial. Just if it's not natural and your body doesn't recognize it, it can eventually turn to waste and toxicity within your body and cause a lot of problems over time.
Yeah, I know some of the, you know, so many people you see running around all the time with like, you know, Red Bulls and these energy drinks. How bad are those for you?
I've never had a Red Bull. I haven't had a soda since 1999.
Okay.
And I don't drink energy drinks. No, I really stay away from things. You know, and alcohol is a tough one. I like beer. You know, and I don't lie about it. I like to drink beer, but you have to do these things in moderation. So.
Yeah. I just looked at one of the cans. I don't do like the energy drinks myself at all, but you know, if you just look at the ingredients on things and when you can't pronounce 3/4 of what you're consuming, it's probably maybe put that back. So.
Well, and just real quick to your point as well, when you can't pronounce it and it's also in our skin creams, which is going on our largest organ of our body, our skin, or, you know, in our scalp and our shampoo. So it's a toxic world we live in. And I don't say that to be negative, just to be informative, you know,
right.
So just like you said, read labels, be aware of things and cut out what you can. Obviously, it's hard to live an extremely perfectly clean life, but we can be mindful and we can do a little bit better.
Well, Jane, thanks for joining us. This is your host of That Is Good to Know, Jeff Stanislow. Visit our website anytime for this and other episodes of, you know, wonderful people that are sharing their time, treasure, and expertise with the greater Tampa Bay area. You can visit that at thatisgoodtoknow.com. Again, thank you, Jane. Have a wonderful day and take care, Tampa.
Thank you.